Let's talk about India, baby.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Steph.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to...
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2. We're talking about Adrian's travels, so I'm going to let the man of the hour, the king of this podcast, take over.
I like how when you just throw it to me at the beginning, I just freak out and lose my train of thought, and then you come and redirect me and reset me.
That's our whole relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, I am the center.
I'm the center.
You center everything, then I just flub up and move around. You're like, all right, let's get down to business. And then I'm like, but look, Legos. Let's build some Legos.
But that's okay. That I was going to say, but that's how your mind works. Your mind's so like chaotic sometimes. And like, you like are talking to me and you see something shiny, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I do that a lot in these podcasts because it's so much like time and effort, like just to sit here and just focus on one thing, but I'll just be kind of like drifting off and I'm hearing everything you say and thinking about it, but I'm like, what is that? What is this? What is that? What can I touch? What can I grab around here? And there's a lot of things on my desk to grab.
So now, because, well, you are center stage, main focus, talk all about it, so let's talk about it.
Talk about it. You're trying to center me again right now, right?
Yeah.
Trying to redirect to the
point. So episode one, if you didn't hear it, there'll be a lot of this in our podcast where I'm just like, okay, moving right along, Adrian, now.
yeah, this is a very informal thing. But yeah, as you were saying, though, in the last episode, we talked a lot about the engagement, you know, that whole process, what happened, how it worked, how we got engaged, and getting a little bit of the future plans. So today we're going to be talking about the India trip, more specifics, right? Not focusing so much on the engagement, but rather everything else that we did, how the trip went, what we did, what we learned during our time together, and all those wonderful things. So what I'd say is, if you haven't listened to episode one, go back, pause this one, go back, look on our page, on our podcast page, and listen to episode one first. That's going to cover a lot of the stuff that we're leaving out of this podcast.
We'll have the link to the YouTube in the description that you can just click and go. But let's start off by, when did the planning to come to India kind of start? Like, when did we start planning your visit to India?
We started planning like as soon as I got back from the original trip, but then plans just kind of got postponed indefinitely. No. If that's what you want to talk about.
No, I mean, well, yeah. But what I actually meant was, India opened its borders, or they made the announcement October 2021, saying starting November, they'll have certain flights coming in from certain countries, because India was operating in a bubble, and they'll allow tourists to come in. So basically, I wanted Adrian to say October 2021, but his train of thought is just everywhere, all over, everywhere.
Train of thought? What is the slander? No. So yeah, October is weird for me because I work in higher education, and so everything's split into semesters. So it just would have been really difficult to leave in October. So rather than doing that, at the end of the semester, planned the trip and left kind of early in the next semester and kind of in between. So it was a lot easier to get away for an extended period because I was over there for a whole month. Now, when I was over there, so this is first time, of course, traveling out of the country in, what, 3 years pretty much? Close to 3 years. And it was definitely an experience, Steph. I know I told you a good bit of this.
Let's start by... What were your concerns while you were planning this trip? I mean, you told me, but let's tell the lovely people. What were some of your concerns? Like, I know some of my concerns was that the uncertainty, because they're like, oh, there's a new variant, things are gonna shut down, and we're like, okay, Adrian wants to come in January, and what does that look like? So one of my biggest concern was, what if we book a ticket now, which was in November 2021, and by the end of December, everything shut down again. So that was like one of my biggest concerns. What about yours?
Yeah, I mean, I was just more concerned with the process. Like, things could shut down for sure, but whatever, what do you do? How do you plan for that? You can't. So my biggest thing was the process, having all the paperwork together, having all the requirements done, having all the COVID tests and vaccination paperwork and all the things that you have to do when you travel in the current existence that we're in. So that was my big concern. And I would actually say that, you know, if you don't really have to travel by air, I would recommend not doing it, especially internationally. Domestically, maybe it's a little better, but international flight travel is not the most enjoyable it's ever been right now. I'll just say that. However,
well, so, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, however, I did have a fantastic flight, and I do want to share.
Oh, before, yeah, that. Before yeah. We get to that, let's talk about pre-flight. So coming to India, you need to get like negative COVID tests and whatnot and everything, and it has to be within 72 hours of you boarding the flight.
Right, and not 72 hours from you getting the results, but 72 hours from you taking the results, having them processed, yeah. They get back to you, and then you board your plane. And I don't know if you know this about the American health system, it's very slow and inefficient. Also expensive, but that's for another day. So I did like what, two or three COVID tests to try one back in time, and literally one I never got back. So I took three. One of them never came in. One of them came in like what, a couple
midway
of
through
hours,
your flight,
right into my flight, and then the other one I got early, so it came pretty quick. So I'm very glad I took that many tests, but that was a lot of swabs and my nose hurt so bad.
So Adrian was supposed to come he came a week earlier than he was supposed to come, so it was a lot of rush to pack his bags, make sure he has everything that he needs, make sure he gets the ring and all the tests. And I think at that time it was so like there was a lot of people taking the tests, so there was like a backup of, because the holidays had just finished and all of that was happening.
Everybody gotten sick from it, so everybody's getting tested, trying to get out of work.
So yeah, so that was like, when Adrian took the test and the results weren't coming, and we're like, will you be able to get on this flight? But thankfully he got one of them.
Who knows?
And then and then he boarded Qatar Airlines.
Airways.
And so Adrian, tell the lovely people, how was your experience? You flew this airlines the first time, right?
So, two things. Mm-hmm. First off, like I said, airport travel, not super great. There's a lot of red tape and things going on. Once you get in the airport, yeah, it's fine. But it takes way longer to get in and out of airports now. Qatar Airways, though, not sponsored post, but very great flight options. So, it was a 14-hour flight from Houston, Texas, all the way over to Doha. And longest flight I'd ever been on. And it was so great, even though it took forever. You know, they fed us so much food. It was like the best in-flight meals. They had tons of movies to watch. You know, it was great. As good as a long flight can be. So I'd recommend it.
And then
it.
You got Wi-Fi.
I bought Wi-Fi on the plane for like 10 bucks. And so for the whole flight, I was texting Stephanie and sending her random pictures I took from the plane and pictures of my food and pictures of the tiny little bathroom and all the shots of the plane and everything. So it definitely helped to pass the time.
If every time Adrian's text would come through and I'd open it, it would be a picture of food. Like, I'm like, how much are these people feeding you?
It was literally like every like couple hours we were eating something. and so I'm going to tell you a little bit of the hack. I'm going to expose myself here. So whenever you fly on an airplane, pretty much across the board, you have to wear your mask. There's only one time whenever you don't have to wear a mask, and that's when you're eating. So, I mean, 14 hours in a mask, you know, it gets a little tiring, you know, and I have like allergies and congestion, so it definitely like affects it. So I'm over here eating my food, literally like one grain of rice at a time, like as slow as possible, like chewing it till it's just a smoothie in my mouth before goodness. I swallow it. And just dragging it out, literally eating dinner on a plane for like an hour, like it's some kind of 5-course like meal. Taking my time with my dessert, sipping my water, then getting tea afterwards and sipping that, and just taking as much time as possible. Because on the other end of that, like, there's nothing else to do. Like, why not drag out your meal? Like, I would always. Some people don't do this on planes; they just do all of it at once. But like, I paused my movie. I didn't even watch my movie while I ate, and I just focused on eating because I was like, I got 14 hours to burn through. Let's like take up as much time with our activities as possible. So that's the trick. That's the trick.
And then how many hours layover did you have in Doha?
I think it was like 2 or 3 on the way there. So it wasn't like
a
super long.
How was the airport?
Airport was super nice. Like one of the nicest airports I've seen. It was super like modern and nice and clean and everything. And on the way there, it was like pretty much empty. There wasn't hardly anyone in there. Even being like a major like international airport, it really wasn't very busy. So props to them. Very great airport experience. Tons of like restaurants and shops and things. But, you know, I'd kind of just stretched my legs and walked around.
And then you went. How was your flight from Doha to Delhi?
Dear God. That was awful.
Oh my, don't
so,
say that.
So it's not, okay, it wasn't the airline's fault or anything. So like the whole flight there was fine. Like it was good. No problems. Had good food, good services always. Fantastic. But whenever we're going into Delhi, there's just like these crazy storms. Like it was ridiculously bad weather. Like it was pouring rain, super windy, and it was like late at night. So
I remember that day because we were leaving for the airport to pick up Adrian, right? And we were like, it was raining like crazy. So a friend of ours was also joining us at the airport. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, we're leaving at so-and-so times. He came in early because we had curfew, like night curfew. And as soon as we reached our house, it was like somebody just started pouring buckets and buckets of water. It was so bad. It was so bad. And I was like, his flight is going to be late. But they did such a good job. You reached on time. I think you reached a little earlier.
Technically, we left early. We left early and made good time. So we would have been there like 30 minutes early, but instead we circled above Delhi for like 30 minutes before actually landing. Because like we would drop in, we would drop down like a 1,000 feet or a few thousand feet, and it would just like turbulence like crazy. And so you circle around, and then it was ridiculous because you're high wind, low visibility, and trying to bring that plane in. All the other planes are trying to land, and it was a mess. Like literally we go in for the landing, and it's turbulent all the way, 30 minutes nonstop turbulence, and it's just bouncing all the way in. And then we landed, and like because that wind, you have to angle the plane. Well, the pilot does. I don't have to do anything. The pilot Langle's the plane. I'm just praying, like, God, please let this be a good guy. Let him know what he's doing. So he's flying that thing in. So when it touches down, it's like it skids to the side, you know? And I'm just like, oh my gosh, we're gonna like flip or something. So I was like, I was freaking out, but we made it.
And also it doesn't help for like you're traveling after so long. Plus you also sometimes get a little anxious on flights as well. So it doesn't help.
Definitely.
Like being in bad weather. But it also was really quick the way you landed, deboarded the plane,
mm-hmm.
and you were out. I think you were out in like 30 minutes, which was record time.
Yeah, I actually went really quickly through the Delhi airport. Like, I wasn't expecting it because usually it takes a long time. And I was like, with all the COVID stuff, it's going to be even longer. But they're actually pretty efficient. I think it was probably because it was a late flight. There wasn't a lot of airlines even operating at the time. So like the airport was actually like dead. There was like our flight and maybe one other that had landed at that time.
I have to say this. Adrian landed at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. It was rough.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a dead airport. Like, no, he landed at 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So yeah, because also at that time there were only few flights coming in and going out of Delhi. So I think that's also the reason. But Adrian has never, I don't think any time I've been to the airport to pick up anyone, has anyone ever come out in 30 minutes. It was amazing.
It was quick.
Also, you didn't have any issues with immigration. Your baggage came out fine. The last time he came, they lost his luggage. Or they didn't, like, put it on the plane he was on. So this time he got his luggage. So
yeah, you know, I think part of that is to do with Qatar Airways. It seems like they're really on top of it. The service was fantastic. I guess their crews are on it. So, hey, props to them. They made it super smooth. They let me carry two luggage plus my checked baggage, so I was able to fit all of my stuff in there and get through the airport. I guess they had it all good to go, really quick pickup. So props. Immigration was great. The guy at the counter, I talked to him for a bit. He was super nice, which doesn't always happen. If you've been through like immigration counters, it's a lot of business, chop chop, where are you going, where are you headed, kind of interrogation type stuff. But guy was really nice, really helpful. So I guess I'm starting to fit in.
And then, so I went to the airport with my older sister,
mm-hmm.
my dad, and a friend of ours, who's family. He's basically family. And we talk about Steve all the time.
Yes,
you come to our streaming channel, you will hear all about Steve.
Mm-hmm.
So we all were waiting and we were like, oh, his plane landed at 3:30. He's not going to be out till 5. And everyone's like having their coffee. And I was like, I'll just wait. And I saw a pair of brown pants just walk through the gate. I didn't see his face. So I knew what Adrian was wearing. And he had bought comfy pants for the flight.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like so many people. Also, I don't know if you know that everyone for some reason at the airport is always taller than me. And I'm not a short woman. I'm 5'6". I'm an average heighted woman. But I feel every time I go to the airport, everyone's like 6 feet tall. And I have to like look through everyone's arms to see through it. I don't know why that happens. It's like only tall people are allowed at the airport.
It's okay. And you're a short queen. You're a short queen. It's all right.
I'm not short.
Embrace it.
Average height. So, in the Delhi airport, there is a place where you can stand outside and see people come out from customs and they walk and then they exit. So I was trying to look for his face, but me being apparently shorter than everybody who comes to this stupid airport, I could just see like through everyone's arms, and I saw a pair of brown pants. In reality, I saw that booty and I was like,
dang,
that booty.
That booty. international no, so I was like, booty.
And then I like walked and I was like, am I sure? And so my older sister was like, has he come? I said, I think I saw his pants. And she's like, do you know how many people have the same pair of pants? And I'm like, I turn and I'm like, no, it's her pants. It's his pants. And I followed this guy in brown pants and it turned out to be Adrian. And then it felt so surreal to see him like standing in front of me. Like he gave me the biggest hug.
Well, Steph,
and I think I was shaking.
You know, Steph, I got one thing to say. I've been around the world, don't speak the language, but that booty don't need explaining. Right?
No. Why? Why would you ruin such a nice moment?
That's what I do. Remember the chaos. The chaos.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I gave her a huge hug. I wrapped her in a hug. So if you let me put this in your brain real quick. So if you've ever, any of the long distance couples out there, you know what I'm talking about. So like if you've ever spent like a long time away, you know, people who are deployed or if you're just away from your significant other for a long time, right? We speak on FaceTime. That's how we see each other. We see the face. And so it's weird seeing this person again, like with legs, you know what I mean? Like it's weird seeing them like standing up on legs, and then you're like, oh, I forgot how short or tall you were and how, I don't know how you feel. And it's really weird at first, like the meeting at an airport, you're like super excited to see each other, but you're like, is this the right person? Do I have the right person? Let me make sure this is
I think like I was shaking. It was just that like it felt so unreal. It felt like I'm gonna like wake up any moment and it's gonna be like a fever dream. And I remember like I was pushing your like bags, and then our friend's like, oh no, you guys need to walk together, and he was pushing it and we were holding hands, and it just felt like weird, you know, like I don't go around holding people's hands and walking, and we haven't done that in 3 years. And like holding hands, it felt like I was cheating on Adrian.
And her,
if you need to understand,
her hand was like all sweaty and not.
No, it so wasn't. Like it was,
so it was all our fingers were like all sweaty
no,
in between.
No,
and we were like interlaced fingers, sopping wet.
Ew, stop.
Yeah, it was
so gross.
It was a very real raw moment.
He's so gross.
Walking through the airport.
So gross.
It was weird, though.
I think we had the most fun day, which was not planned. So Adrian came, and we were driving on the way back home. And we were like, oh, you know what? We should eat something. Because apparently everyone was hungry.
That's all we ever did, though, the entire time. It was like every other like suggestion was, oh, let's eat. Why don't we eat something? That's all month long. We ate so much. So yeah, it was very on par. It was a good like first activity of the trip. But yeah, we were like, yeah, let's have breakfast, right?
And so our friend, his brother was at their house, and we're like, oh, let's just pick him up too, because I don't know why. Oh, we needed something, and we're like, let's pick him up as well. And the poor fellow at like 5 a.m. woke up in his pajamas and like dragged himself out to the car.
Yeah, props to him. Like, I would not have been able to do it, I don't think.
And then, yeah, we had friends over. We had breakfast together. I then proceeded to go to work. I had a full work day, and I know I was completely out of it. And Adrian, how was your day after
my day
the
was
breakfast?
Great, man. I had a great time. You know, we got home, you know, it was like 5:30, 6 or whatever. You know, got home, just chilling, hanging out, talking to everybody, kind of re-acclimating to life again, you know, after being on a plane for that long. And so you're kind of like spaced out a little bit, you know, hanging out, sitting on the couch, dozing off on the couch a little bit, waking up to eat breakfast, you know, and that was great. And then me and like the guys and stuff were like, oh, let's watch a movie. I'm like, yeah, we'll watch a movie. That sounds great. Put on a good Hindi movie. There's this new one that we were really excited to see. So they put it on.
It was not Hindi, babe.
Oh, it's Telugu.
Yeah, there you go, my educated wife. Well, fiance? The reason, I was going to say boyfriend.
Let me tell you, Stephanie, let me tell you why it might be hard for you to remember what language it was in. It's because in the first 10 minutes, I was out. Like, I was on the couch. And, like, every 45 minutes to an hour, I would wake up and, like, say something and, like, chime in. Like, oh, yeah, this is a good movie. That I'd just be out again. And so
I got so many photos of him just sleeping. Because, like, my sister, she'd come and she's like, Adrian's asleep on the couch. And our other friend, like, Steve and his brother, Caleb, they're like, oh, yeah, Adrian's asleep on the couch. Or it's like, he's just in the same position for, like, 4 hours. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, poor fellow. Yep. But yeah, Steve and Caleb dozed off too.
I feel kind of bad though, because I was taking up like the whole couch, and so everybody was like all spread out, sitting on chairs wherever they could, and I was just like completely gone on the couch, like drooling on the arm of the sofa and everything. Like it was serious. I was hitting those REM cycles for sure.
Yeah, but it was a Saturday. It was such a good day, I would say.
It was a great day for me.
No, like, in general,
y'all. I don't know,
like,
what y'all did.
Like, I think you got over jet lag pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the next day it was a lot better. Because, like, that day I just slept until, like, noon or so, and then got up and then spent the rest of the day up and basically just stayed up as late as I could that night. It wasn't very late. I think I was asleep by, like, 10 or earlier, but... trying to adjust over. So the next day I felt a little groggy, you know, but we did a few things around the house, went outside a bit, so to help kind of adjust the time over there.
So especially it helped because it was Sunday, so we mm-hmm. were at church in the morning and, you know, talking to people and stuff like that. So it kind of helped you,
mm-hmm.
like it forced you to wake up at a certain time.
Yeah, it always helps to like get out nice. And like do something during the day, you know, right after your flight, right after, so that you can kind of adjust. Your body gets used to, hey, this is when it's time to be awake and this is when it's time to be asleep. And so going outside always helps me, getting into some sunlight. It always helps adjust.
So in India, basically, there was no like hard and fast rule to... like completely isolate, but mm-hmm. they do say like they recommend you to do it and
self-monitor too.
Yeah, is it 14 days after you
no it was like a
land
week. I think it was a week whenever I got there. So basically what I did was we kind of just did low profile the first few days, you know, just kept it low key and, you know, kept an eye and make sure I wasn't getting sick or anything.
We kept it low key and got engaged.
Yeah, you know
within
how
the
goes.
First 2 days.
Yeah, so that's what we did.
Yeah, no, but I think on the 7th day, or was it 14th, or one of, I think it was the 14th day, he had to take a test. He had to take a COVID test.
Yeah, you just take a follow up COVID test, and if it's negative, yeah. you know, it's no big deal. But if it's positive, mm-hmm. then you get thrown in international prison, and they feed you bread and water for the remainder of your trip until you test negative.
And Adrian got tested twice for that, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, but I was a free man, so
we just kept saying like we might as well do two tests or three tests. Just in case. And so yeah,
I took so many COVID tests during this thing, man. It was never going back after that.
But
I'm traumatized from it.
But around like the first week Adrian was here, Omicron was kind of on the rise, so
yeah,
we kind of kept a low profile because
a little boring
some people
week
that we
one knew. Stupid dumb week COVID, get that garbage out of here. Kick it in the butt.
But because we also knew some people who were getting sick, so we were kind of, you know, church was limited to, church was limited to like just people who needed to be there kind of thing. So a lot of just doing things at home, like ordering in food or just doing things with family more so than anything else.
Yeah, that's how a lot of the trip went, especially the first half of the trip. And really those first few days that I was there, it was just very low key at home, ordering out, as you're saying, picking up food, you know, having a couple people over, but not kissing a bunch of people, not like, you know, sharing drinks and no like doing like the spit handshakes, you know, that we did before COVID, where you like spit on your hand and then do the handshake agreement. We didn't do those. We waited till like week 3 before we actually did any of those. So I'm glad to report though that by like week 3 I was able to kiss all my bros over there. We were able to get some sloppy lip action happening. So I'm very glad of that. So we're 2022, we're looking like we're headed back. We can kiss all the homies again. I'm so ready. God, I can't wait.
I'm so ready. So traumatized right
what?
Now.
What? You I'm act so like you don't like it. You act like you don't like
I'm
it.
I'm so embarrassed. My cheeks have gone red.
What? Oh
my God.
You don't like to kiss the homies?
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
I'll be your homie.
Oh no. Oh.
Kiss me.
I don't know. I don't even know how to do a segue from this conversation. I do not know. If you haven't heard our engagement story, go back and listen to it. That kind of fits in this timeline, so you know what we're talking about. Also, we have started posting stuff on YouTube. So we recorded a bunch of snack videos, is what I like to call them.
Yeah, like a few days after we got there, and things kind of, you know, we monitored and stuff. We went out and bought a bunch of snacks because one of the best things I like to do when I get there is to eat a bunch of different Indian snacks that I can't get over here. So we went and bought how many snacks?
We basically were collecting snacks like Pokemon trainers collect Pokemon.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like every time we went to a store,
we liked it, we got it.
Yeah. If there was anything that looked one delicious and we've never seen it, two, really weird, or three, kind of gross sounding, any of those things, we would basically buy everything. So every time we went to a store, we would just have tons of snacks. So
yeah, my mom had to put it in a box, and she's like, "You guys have problems."
So I think we have about 3 videos, full like YouTube videos worth of trying snacks. So if you're into checking out some Indian snacks and my reaction to them, Stephanie's reaction to them, plug into the YouTube.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe. Also, if you don't know or did not hear, we have a video format for this podcast that you can watch on our YouTube channel. But this is the thing that I want to say, okay?
What?
There's a lot more to the India trip because you were here for a month. Mm-hmm. But because you kind of took up time talking about kissing your homies and how much you love giving sloppy wet kisses, we're going to do a part 2.
Yeah.
And
maybe part 3. We would love. Part 4. Because you know what?
Yeah, because...
Stephanie, I don't know if you knew this, but this is our podcast and we can do whatever the friggin' heck we want to do with it. So guess what? We're just going to... Maybe this will be the One India Trip podcast from now on. And then every episode, we just talk about this one trip and nothing else ever again. Man, who knows? We can do whatever we want.
How is it that you go so far? We are here, like, in the middle, and you go so far left or so far right that I don't know how to bring us back to the center. I feel like I'm supposed to be the sun, but you're Earth, and you're all those philosophers being like, nah, Earth is the center, bro.
Well, you know, it's easy for you when you have a heavenly body. like me. So,
oh my God.
Earth and the sun, right? Get that? Remember that time when we were talking about black holes a long time ago?
Oh my gosh, stop.
Babe, you're my black hole. Nobody will get that reference. There's like two people out there who know what we're talking about.
Why? If you want to know what he's talking about and you want the short version of it, go to our Instagram and just scroll and you'll find it.
If you want the long version, you need to be checking out our Twitch streams.
Join was it on Twitch?
Us. It was on Twitch. It was a Twitch discussion that we had.
Or was it on our podcast? See, do you know how much crap I have to listen through that comes out of this gorgeous man's stupid mouth?
I don't know how to feel about all that. I feel at first like I feel good about that, and I also feel offended. I'm conflicted. I'm very conflicted. Yeah, so no, what we're trying to say right now.
Check us out.
What we're trying to say is you would definitely want to listen to this podcast. Who knows what you're going to get? It's an exciting time. There's so much to look forward to. So much excitement.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got a lot this India trip left to discuss and some pretty interesting things coming forward. So check in. Yeah, like
do
this one time
to know
I
what
got
these interesting
Yeah, remember
things?
One time I got my nails done? One time we dyed our hair crazy colors. We did all kinds of stuff.
I mean, yours still look. Anyways, we'll talk about it in the next episode. So make sure that you tune in. We post once a week. So make sure that you come back next week. And we would love to hang out with you. So saying all of that before something crazy comes out of Adrian's mouth.
Oh, you mean like
say,
the time we
no,
went
no,
into
no,
that. Like that time, like that time we went into that really dark room and we had those people like touching on us and stuff on our backs and pulling our muscles around and things. Oh yeah, we'll tell them about that later. They can hear all about it. All right, so hey, thank you for listening, everybody. I'll be on the lookout for our next podcast coming up soon. You can follow us on all of our regular podcast platforms, the Apple podcasts. We're over on the Google Play Store. We're on Spotify. You can check us out everywhere, and now also available on YouTube in video format. So hey, we love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time right here. Bye.
Bye.